Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Feels like Tuesday. I mean, I love short weeks, but my body just can never quite figure them out. Especially coming back from vacation, you know what I mean? I'm like, what day is this? What are we doing over here? I can't take credit for this. I stole this off of Reddit, but it's time for Would You Rather Wednesday, where we give you today three scenarios.
Mm-hmm. A three?
It's three today.
Okay.
You get three things today.
That's a lot.
And none of these are bad, but if you had to choose between these three positive things, which one would you choose? There's a poll that's out on Reddit asking, would you rather have extra love, extra money, or extra time? Now, I already have the answer of what most people are saying, but I'm kind of curious. Of these three, extra love, extra money, or extra time, which one would you choose and why? You can only have one. You can't have two. You can't just... And don't loophole this. Between those three, love, money, time, which one do you want extra? Jess?
Love is mine because I think for me, I feel like you could have all the money in the world and still be extremely unhappy. But when you're surrounded by people that you love and want to be loved by, you can deal with the crappy things in life easier. So love is definitely mine.
Interesting. Charlotte, you want to hop in on this? If you had to choose between the three, extra love, extra money, extra time, which one are you going to choose?
Money!
Money! No, I think it's a good answer, man.
No, because like everyone's like, you can't buy happiness, but here's the thing. You can buy good food.
Yeah.
You can buy movie tickets.
Yeah.
You can buy fun vacations.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't need to, quote, buy love. I feel like I've got enough.
That's actually was my thought. Like, I feel like I'm good in the love area right now.
Mm,
like, would I like to be in a relationship? I don't know. It depends. It depends on the relationship. Mm. So, like I feel pretty well loved right now.
That's good.
Love that
for y'all.
Of all the extra, I think I would want to go extra money. Now, I'll give you the three responses. Number three, coming in number three, most people say they want extra love. In the bottom, 24% of people say they want extra love. Extra time came in next at 29%. 46% of people said between those three, they're going to go with extra money.
The eggs, man. The price of eggs is making people go crazy.
That's why I'm curious. Like, seriously, like if you could pick between those three, extra money, extra time, extra love, like which one would you do?
So I found this kind of new study out this morning, and this was a little shocking to me. There's a new report out that says the typical person in Maryland has 1,598 photos in their phone's camera roll. And if you break it down by age, millennials have the most, just over 2,500. But I can't figure out like just the number itself of photos because it keeps combining the pictures and the photos and the videos. I just want like pictures only.
That number seems low to me. Does that number seem low to you? 1,600 pictures in your phone. I mean, to me, I take a lot of pictures, and I don't know if that's because like what we do professionally.
Yeah.
But like 1,600 does that number not just seem?
I think that's low.
Low to you? I thought this morning we could kind of figure out, like which Marylander has the most photos in their phone and which Marylander has the least. Because you know, there's some people that like take no photos. Like if you hear 1,600, some of y'all like it's 1,600. Like what are you guys taking pictures of? Will you just check that for us and see how many photos are in your phone right now? Like I only have the iPhone, so if you go to photos, top left corner, it says library. Underneath there, it has how many items, which that's all we can really figure out is how to get that. So let's go around. I would assume that Jess has the most photos on her phone.
Yeah.
Between the three of us. Charlotte maybe second. I'm gonna put me in third place. Out of all the photos in my phone, I have 29,956, almost 30,000 photos.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Like
super crazy. Charlotte, how many photos? This is Charlotte that works behind the scenes. I assume you take a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess you're more than me, less than Jess. In Charlotte's phone, how many photos do you have?
11,000.
Really?
thousand.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Because you have like a foodie blog.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe
you're more in the moment. You're more in the moment.
I do take a lot of photos.
Yeah.
But I also am always stressed about storage.
Okay, you're smart.
And I'd rather have ton of music saved in my phone.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's
and
fair.
I also do have a little hard drive at home, so I try to like over the
smart,
years.
Smart, smart.
Okay,
that.
So okay.
More. Okay, I'm going to assume that Jess has the most photos out of everyone. Jess, how many photos in your phone?
Me?
Yes.
I thought
that was so dramatic. Just having a hard time figuring out how to get it to just photos. So, just how many items are just in your library? Period.
Items in general for videos and photos, because I can't separate it. It's like over 42,000.
Crazy. Hey, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom again. I've called before.
Yeah, what's up, Tom?
I have 16,000 photos on my phone, which I did not realize I had.
Wait, but guys, how do I just know how many photos I have?
Jess is going
to
kill me.
I literally just clicked. I'm driving, so I shouldn't be doing that because I'm driving to work. No, it just says 16,000 at the top.
Oh, yeah. No, but that's photos and videos.
But that's okay. We'll just consider all of it, man. Because like that's
what is this?
So I'm at 23,642. Still
but where's the number?
Amount. It's back at the top. Same thing.
It's no, just, it's not.
Okay.
Not on mine.
It's like working my mom with her cell phone right now.
No, dude, I'm telling you, dude. Look, I literally did the thing. It's not doing it.
I don't know what to tell you.
What the hell?
Hey, I'm glad to call. Even 16,000 seems ridiculous. 10 times more than most people. So
I thought when you guys did that segment, I thought I'd be at like 1 or 2,000.
Yeah,
and I thought,
no,
oh,
dude. No,
I
none
no
of us.
I had no idea that you guys brought this up. No. Holy
it's crazy.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I have 25,544.
That's incredible. That's insane.
You win.
Yeah.
You win, Jeff.
You're the winner. Congrats. How would you feel if you checked into a hotel and they told you, please don't leave your room after 10 p.m.? Like, would that seem a little suspicious? Like, I've stayed at a lot of hotels before, and never once have I had, like, a curfew put on me.
Like a time curfew?
A time curfew. I'm going to tell you, I don't have a clear answer. Maybe one we can come up with as a group here, because I couldn't get clear explanation of what this was, but imagine how unsettling this seemed. So I went to the British Virgin Islands last week, little winter getaway, right? It's awesome, beautiful. Checking now, I was not responsible for picking the hotel, but I can tell you this, I won't say the brand name, but it's a very popular hotel chain, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like some like off the beaten path kind of place. And we check in and I didn't think much of it, but one of my friends I was with, she was like, did they say we can't leave our rooms after 10 o'clock? And I was like, I was so tired from traveling, I didn't like pay much attention. I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. So we get to the room and open up the little book in the hotel, you know, with all the, here's the number for the, you know, the restaurant. Here's right. the number. Here's the pool hours. All stuff. And then literally it said, please do not leave your room after 10 p.m. And
where was it located? Is this kind of like a resort type situation?
Y'all, I wouldn't say it's like a super fancy resort, but it's a mid-level hotel.
I've also never been there before. So like, are you on an island and you guys are just like in this random place and there's nothing surrounding you?
And that's
or
the thing
is there
too.
Like so, life surrounding you? Like what's the vibe?
It's, I'll put it this way. It doesn't feel like we're in a dangerous area. It's kind of remote, I would say, if anything.
But is it all resorts where you're staying?
Resorts and houses.
Okay.
Okay. So please don't leave. Please don't leave. Not please be quiet. Please don't leave your room past 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I start searching. I'm like, man, is BVI dangerous? Like, what's... And no, like not a dangerous space, apparently. So I'm thinking, like, if we leave, do we get murdered? So, of course, like, this is getting to me. So I go back to the front desk, and I'm like, hey, what's up with this, like, 10 p.m. don't leave your room rule? And this is all that she gave me. She goes, it's for your safety.
Oh.
And I said, but, like, what? Like what? Like, what's going to happen? And she goes, it's a safety procedure that we have here. You shouldn't leave your room past 10 o'clock.
Dang, I wonder if, like, some stuff went down. Maybe, like, people, like, were getting drunk and going swimming.
I don't know.
Is that, know what I mean?
Like, what? Since we don't have a clear conclusion, like, what do you think the answer is? I don't know. I even searched the internet to see like if people were talking about it. And there were people asking the same question.
I'm sure you didn't find anything.
But there's no answer.
Cleaned it out. Yeah.
There's no answer. It just said, please don't leave your hotel room past 10 o'clock. So what's your answer? You thought someone did something wild and they just said no more?
I think something happened with a guest and it must have taken place on the property. And that's why they're just like, we're not doing this anymore. Maybe we don't have the staff to keep watch on everybody as far as like being out at the pools. And I'm assuming there's like restaurants and stuff like that there that it's probably maybe like a staffing thing where it's like if we're not staffed to make sure or at least have people at like a post everywhere.
Yeah.
Then y'all are staying in your rooms.
Yo, I got weirder with it. I was like, it was the three of us. And so all week we were like, we'd like look out the window at night to see like if anything going on. I was like, is it aliens? Like, do aliens show? Is there some kind of weird conspiracy that we don't know? I wasn't content with anything normal because it seemed like such a bizarre rule to have to tell people they can't leave their room. Because like, what if you wanted to go out to dinner or like just like go out to the bars, the clubs, whatever?
Yeah.
You can't go. If your hotel said you can't leave your room past 10 o'clock, like what do you think happened? This is Carrie from PA. Carrie, what in the world do you think is happening with this hotel rule? Does it feel weird to you?
I think it sounds like a murder hotel.
Right? Like I can't even tell you how many times we were like, is this not a scary movie, how it starts?
Right? Like, do the locals come out and, like, take out tourists, like, every night?
I think my theory is that, like, it must have been a death of a guest on the property. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was, like, necessarily having to do with the area or locals, but I think it fell on them.
But shouldn't they just
tell
you that?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like someone wasn't there at the pool and someone was drinking and they drowned. You know what I mean?
Maybe. But,
right.
But doesn't it feel like they should tell you that? It feels
probably
even
probably not because they don't want that online. That's why when you looked it up, you couldn't find anything.
That might be a turn off.
That's true. That's true. Home of the late night pool death probably wouldn't be a great
sell. Yeah, no. That might not go over so well.
Yeah.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
A Monopoly Baltimore edition board is set to debut late fall. Top Trumps USA, creators of classic games and puzzles, is now asking Baltimore which businesses and nonprofits should actually be a part of this Baltimore game board to honor communities across the cities. Now, the squares recognize nonprofits, restaurants, attractions, historic landmarks, universities, and so much more. And only about 20 to 30 organizations are going to be selected in all. And the company seeks to make its selections by the beginning of April. And public submissions are actually being asked for and can be emailed to baltimore@toptrumps.com for consideration.
What needs to be on there? And you can text us your answers too. We can go over these later in the show. But like, what do you think absolutely needs to be on the Baltimore Monopoly board?
M&T Bank Stadium, sure. Camden Yards, yeah. The aquarium.
Yeah.
I think the Naval Academy should be on there.
Sure. Sounds good.
I think Jimmy Seafood is going to find its way on there.
Probably would seem realistic. What are the Globes called over in Essex? What are those? Do they have a name? Those Golden Globes in Essex? I don't even know.
I don't even know what they're called.
Those big old Globes.
I know Pizza John's in Essex that might be on there as well.
What's the name of those? I don't even know the name of them. Those little tower looking thing. Someone text us. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I think Mr. Trash Wheel should be on there. Has to be on there. It's not. It's fake at that point if it's not on there.
The Charmery.
Charmery would be so cute.
Oh, there's so
Old
many
Old Bay,
things.
Obviously. There's going to be Old Bay on that board
Domino's.
For sure.
Domino's.
Yes, Domino Sugars, absolutely.
Texas, what do you think has to be on that board or it's fake? 410-583-1065.
Number two.
Wendy's will officially start selling their Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty this Friday. So instead of frozen pieces or chunks of cookie, they actually designed a fudge-like cookie batter that can be swirled into a Frosty. The cookie butter adds the flavor of a Thin Mint but makes it possible for customers to still get their Frosty pretty quickly, and they're allowing you to swirl it in either a chocolate or vanilla Frosty because they say it works in either one, and the flavor is available for a limited time only.
In case you're new to our show, I don't have the energy to get into this today, but in case you're new to our show, there's something I'm really passionate about, and that is nobody wants any other Frosty flavors other than chocolate. I don't know why Wendy's keeps doing this. Nobody wants a Thin Mint Frosty.
What's cool about this is because it's a fudge cookie butter that's swirled in, they're letting you add it to the vanilla or the chocolate. You know what I mean? So it's like in addition to. And I'm telling you right now, for some reason, Girl Scouts didn't like give them the cookies to use to blend in. But you need to go get Thin Mints, freeze them, and then put these cookies in there yourself and get the Frosty. That thing is about to change our life.
Number one.
Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, and Gracie Abrams have a collab on the way. Gomez and Blanco have a new album coming out next month. I Said I Love You First. And now they've started to slowly hint at what fans can expect off their new album. Blanco shared a video this week where he walks into a bedroom to find, Gomez and Abrams chatting on the bed and asks them, what are you guys doing in here? And then Selena also shared a video of her own just kind of sharing a small clip of the unreleased track. Take a listen.
Call me when you break up. I wanna be the first one on your mind when you wake up. I miss the way we stay up. We talk about forever when I'm taking off my makeup.
Yes, Selena! Oh God, I'm so excited for this album. So far, a release date for that single we do not have yet, but we do know when we're getting the full album, I Said I Love You First, and that's coming March 21st.
Alrighty.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
Okay, let's play. Play this game in your car. I want to see how you do with these 10 trivia questions. We're going to go to caller number 10 today and start with you. And who's this?
Good morning. It's Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. We're doing really well. Jennifer, are you by yourself today or is there somebody in the car with you?
Okay, so I'm with the kids, on the way to school.
What's Jennifer up? And crew, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
It's Ethan and Caden.
Well, what's up, guys? Welcome. Welcome to the game. You guys ready to play for $1,000 in free gas?
Oh, my goodness. We're caller number 10.
You did it. You're caller number 10. Yeah. You are.
All right, yes, we are ready. I'm just pulling over.
Okay, pull over. You get safe. We're going to explain all the rules, and then we always suggest, like, play along in your car right now. If you're just listening in on this, play along with Jennifer and the crew over here, and let's see how you do, Jess. How do we play this game?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jennifer and crew, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, which tree-dwelling lizard can move its eyes independently and alter its skin tone?
Chameleon.
Correct. Question number two. Which singer released the hit songs Try Again and Are You That Somebody?
Pass.
Question number three. What day of the week is the same as a character from The Addams Family?
Wednesday.
Correct. Question number four. Which popular fable tells the story of a slow-moving tortoise winning a race?
The Tortoise and the Hare.
Correct. Question number five. What is the title of the first Transformers movie from 2007?
Pass.
Question number six. How long is a football field from end zone to end zone?
100 yards.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the longest side of a right angle triangle called? The longest side of a right angle triangle?
Pass.
Question number two. Which singer released the hit song Try Again?
That's 60 seconds right there. Man.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was so close, but honestly, you guys, I think you did a really good job, and I just love your energy, so I'm just happy you got through, to be honest.
Thanks, this is our second time we've won once before.
Cool. Oh, look at you guys, man. You guys are seasoned pros of this. Let's go back through these. You knew Aaliyah was number two. That's Try Again and Are You That Somebody. Very nice. Jess, we then moved to new question number five.
What is the title of the first Transformers movie in 2007? The answer is Transformers. And question number seven, what is the longest side of a right angle triangle called? That is the hypotenuse.
Yeah,
the
hypotenuse.
Oh, that's so good. My son knew that.
That's tough. Question number six, too. I gave it to you because I think it was a little confusing.
I think there's some I think that's a... Some are going to say it's 120 yards.
Right.
So
some may say 100, may some may 120. We'll take either one. Doesn't matter. You know what it is. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey, well played, crew. It's all good. We come back tomorrow. We ask 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas. And hopefully you guys will call back and we'll do it again, okay?
Absolutely. We love you guys. Thanks so much.
Of course, we love you too. Have a good day at school. And remember, there's gasoline and then there's top tier performance gasoline at Dash. And that means fuel at Dash and meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top tier gasoline only at Dash.
Did you know that's where they put poop? I had no idea that beautiful facility is literally made to house feces. Like this is blowing my mind this morning. It's Kramer and Jess. What's up? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the show. Earlier, Jess, we started this conversation, and we'll get back into this really quick. The conversation was what?
Yeah, a new Monopoly Baltimore Edition game board is going to be released at some point later this fall, and they're asking locals for suggestions on what we think should be included on the board. So we're talking like iconic spots, attractions, landmarks, restaurants, all the things. And I was saying M&T Bank Stadium, Camden Yards, sure. Charlotte mentioned Domino Sugars,
there's
the Charmery.
Some things that have like just come to mind. Like you said aquarium earlier.
Yeah.
Aquarium needs to be there. I said those beautiful golden domes over in Essex. And keep in mind, we've only lived here 4 years. I don't live in Essex. I live in Columbia. So there's parts of town I don't really quite know all the way yet. Mm-hmm. I just always, when I think of Essex, I think of that. I thought it was like a castle or something. I don't know what it was. So I talk about this. I think that should be on there. You know, everybody starts texting and they're like, that's a poop facility. That's like waste management facility. I had literally no idea that what you call the golden eggs is literally there to house poop, to clean poop.
I've never seen them.
You've never seen that before?
No.
They're beautiful. The most, let's be honest, that's the most beautiful waste management system place in probably the whole entire country. Should absolutely be on there. What are we forgetting? 410-583-1065. You're thinking of the Baltimore Monopoly Board. What needs to be on there? Sarah is calling from Upper Falls, Maryland. Sarah, where should we add to the Baltimore Monopoly Board, you think?
100% the Johns Hopkins Dome.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, it didn't come to mind at first, but now that you say it, absolutely iconic. Do you think that we should add the poop globes from Essex, though? I don't know why I'm stuck on this.
Pretty sure that should be on there, too.
Thank you very much. Everyone's kind of poo-pooing on the idea, but...
I was confused, too, because I was naming a bunch of stuff. I was like, oh, the Naval Academy, like, all these things. But if this is just Baltimore-focused...
Yeah, I know. So do we consider Essex, though, right? I mean, we consider that Baltimore, right? I think so. Like,
I don't think
you could
so.
Get away with that.
Okay.
Yes?
I don't know. It's pretty iconic.
It's the rules are a little confusing here, you know what I mean? But that's a good... John Hopkins Dome is good. Thank you for
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good one. Let's talk to, who's this, Alicia?
In Middle River.
Hi, yeah. Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us something that should absolutely be on the Baltimore Monopoly Board. Where?
Pizza John's restaurant.
Yo.
I said that earlier, too. I said Pizza John's, too. I love Pizza John's.
Now, I'll be honest. I've never been to Pizza John's. I'm vegan. I got a lot of weird health things. It's not a spot that I can go to easily. Tell me why, though, when we're mentioning like all these iconic locations, like we mentioned the bank, we mentioned the aquarium, we mentioned the sugar factory.
Jimmy's Seafood as well.
I can't tell you how many people are saying, Jess even mentioned it too, Pizza John's. Y'all feel like it's that iconic that it needs to be on the board? It's a restaurant.
I do.
Yeah.
Got to add it on there.
Pizza's good for the soul.
As I'm literally going through the text right now, same thing. So many things about Pizza John's on here. Like Pizza John's. There's another Pizza John's. Need to add Natty Bo.
Yeah, Natty Bo.
The Natty Bo sign's got to go. What else are we forgetting? Hey, Brittany from Dundalk.
Hey, I was commenting on the golden eggs, as you call them.
Yeah, the golden eggs, poop dome, whatever you want to say, yeah.
I grew up in Perry Hall, so growing up when I would pass through there,
yeah.
My mom would always say, oh, it's the pineapples, right?
The pineapples,
so that's
okay.
That's what I thought they were. Yeah, she would call them the pineapples. So now I literally live like close enough
just to say, if yeah, you know it's a poop house. Let me just say.
there's no mistaking it.
it's no mistaking it because I live like 5 minutes away from there. So yeah.
So you know, hey, listen, I'm getting a lot of controversy. Tell me if I'm right. As somebody from Dundalk, I thought that they were in Essex, but they're actually in Dundalk. Why do I think they were in Essex?
So technically, it kind of is Essex. Like when you go off of 695 into Essex, it's like right off the side.
Yeah,
there.
That's what I thought. Okay. Wait, so why are people telling me Dundalk? Wait, why?
Because you can see it and smell it from Dundalk.
Okay.
Oh man,
you can't.
And it's just a shit experience.
Well, yeah, there we go. Great way of putting it.
My name is Annie from Baltimore City, and my joke is: what do you call a pancake with abs?
What do you call a pancake with abs?
It's time for Kid Jokes.
All right, good news is you're halfway through the week, people. This is like your official sign. You've done it. And that sign is Kid Jokes. If you've never been here for Kid Jokes before, Jess, what is this?
It's when your kids take over our show and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot harder than you think it is because these kids nowadays more, I'd say, smart.
They're funnier, dude.
Yeah.
We didn't have
this creative.
Many jokes.
They're creative, and sometimes they're not just jokes. Sometimes they're riddles.
Yeah.
It could be confusing.
So, like, if you're a funny kid, you got an awesome joke, you want to share it with all of Maryland, call our Kid Joke hotline, 855-KID-JOKE. It's 855-KID-JOKE. Tell us your joke. We try to solve it. Annie, please.
What do you call a pancake with abs?
What do you call a pancake with abs?
Why do I want to say French toast for no reason? That doesn't make any sense. Or like a chocolate chip pancake. Because I'm thinking like, because there's
like
those could be the abs.
Okay.
Like, you know?
I'm trying to think punnier, like... batter, just, what do you call it? We don't know.
A waffle.
Oh.
Oh, a waffle.
Okay, so.
It's kind of, yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense, because I like went French toast, but I should have said waffle.
Waffle, totally. 855-KID-JOKE, if you're a funny kid, call us.
My name is Cameron, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and my joke is, why did a scarecrow win a Nobel Prize?
Why did a
you
scarecrow
guys are killing us this week. Why?
Win the Nobel Prize?
Why does scarecrow win a Nobel Prize? What do scarecrows do? They stand there. They look.
I automatically think Wizard of Oz, but in relation to that, it's the heart that he wants, not a brain.
Okay, go
no.
heart, though. Heart.
But no, he did want a brain.
Because
yes,
he got a brain.
He did want a brain.
Which one
because
was
he got a brain. Yeah.
Because he got a brain. Because he got his brain.
He was great in his field.
Oh, never mind. Forget it. You obviously don't care about Wizard of Oz.
Please don't talk back to
kids. Because
I
only had a brain. Yes, it was brain, right? Yes, because Tin Man wanted a heart. No? Yeah. Oh, that's brain.
Obviously, you don't care about Wizard of Oz. Okay, all right.
Hello, this is Theodore. I'm 11 years old, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. What did France say to Florida?
What did France say?
Why are they so complex this week?
To Florida.
What did France? Okay, France.
What would France say to Florida?
What would France say to Florida? I'm thinking baguettes are coming to mind right now.
I'm thinking cigarettes.
I'm thinking, okay, or cigarettes.
Got any cigarettes? I'm thinking cigarettes. I'm telling you guys, everyone smokes in France and it looks so cool. Like
I don't smoke cigarettes
and I have nothing against anyone that smokes cigarettes. Like, do your thing. But I've never wanted to smoke a cigarette more than when I was in France because everyone's doing it. And for some reason, they look way cooler than when we do when we smoke cigarettes.
Kids, don't smoke cigarettes. Don't listen to your auntie Jess.
No,
right
I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm just saying, like, I wanted to when I was in France.
I don't even remember what the joke was anymore.
Bonjour, Miami.
Oh, okay, pop off. What? Okay, friends, let's go. Love that. I love a bilingual queen.
That was 855 kid joke. What?
I'm Bella, and I'm 7. I'm from Ellicottville. My funniest joke is, why did the cookies go to the hospital?
Oh, boy. Why'd the turkey go to the hospital? What do turkeys do? They gobble. He gobbled too much.
I was going to say gobble, but it's not Thanksgiving.
He gobbled too much. It's okay. I'm sure they're still gobbling in February. Why was
because he was feeling crummy.
Oh, why did the cookie?
Cookie.
Oh, boy. Well, we messed the last one up. Hey, you're being a little too creative this week. If you get a funny joke for us, 855-KID-JOKE.
now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top Three with Jess. Number three.
The American Freedom Train locomotive is getting a cosmetic makeover at the B&O Railroad Museum. The AFT number one was among three steam locomotives used in 1975 and 76 during the country's bicentennial celebration. So the train went through the country, pulling a traveling museum with more than 500 artifacts that are a part of American history and culture. Among them, George Washington's copy of the Constitution, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s robes, and Judy Garland's dress from The Wizard of Oz. More than 30,000 people watched online as the locomotive was pulled from the museum's rail yard to the restoration shop. And work on the train is expected to be completed in time for the America's 250th birthday celebration next year.
Number two.
Instagram is testing a dislike button. They claim it's a private downvote to signal that you don't like something, and it's targeted at comments, not people's actual posts. So this is how it's going to work as they're testing it out. No one will see that you disliked it, and the downvotes won't be counted and shown publicly like on YouTube. Instead, downvoted comments will be pushed to the bottom or hidden altogether.
I mean, at first I saw this and I got really mad because it just felt like we don't need any more negativity on social media, and this just feels negative. But then when you said that YouTube's had the dislike button forever, and it's true, it has.
Yeah, forever.
I mean, it's always been a thing on there.
And this is not for posts. This is for comments, by the way, so you don't see them.
And by the way, that's how Reddit kind of works, too, is people decide which comments are the most beneficial, and they push them to the top, you know? I don't know. Do I hate this? When I hear dislike, it makes me cringe, but then...
It's been on YouTube like that, like, forever.
So do you feel like it's fine?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I also don't mind as far as, it pushing comments down, because I think that's what sucks too. I mean, a lot of the messiness is in the comment section.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number one.
The Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary celebration was NBC's most watched primetime entertainment telecast in 5 years.
Wow.
Reaching nearly 15 million viewers. Sunday night's 3.5-hour special was packed with comedy sketches, musical performances, unexpected cameos. It was incredible. And it delivered the biggest audience for the network for a nighttime entertainment show since the 2020 Golden Globes.
Jeez.
Only the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been a bigger viewership draw in recent years.
I sat down last night. I was going to turn it on, Peacock. And yeah, I saw 3.5 hours. I got really intimidated. Is it worth 3.5 hours?
Yes.
Did you watch all of it?
Yes. So I am an SNL fan, have been since I was a little girl. I'm obsessed with the show. And the 3.5-hour special is dope. They also have a concert that's completely separate, that's almost 3 hours as well, that includes all of, includes all of, the songs that were created on SNL and a lot of, the digital shorts and everything like that. It is super, super long, but if you have some time or even if you want to save it for the weekend, if you love SNL, if you are a fan of, old school sketches and, they have cast members from all years, it is so, so funny. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Being a parent is hard. I don't know how you do it. I feel like there's so many rules, and it seems like every year there are more and more rules added to the things that you must do as a parent. I thought all the food stipulations, for example, growing up, we didn't have all these food allergies that were at least were talked about, that were known about, that were cared about, right? Mm-hmm. Kids could just bring whatever they wanted for snacks. And now it's you got to make sure it doesn't have peanuts, it doesn't have soy, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. That alone is a lot to keep up with, right?
Right.
What's healthy for your kids, what's not. Our parents didn't care about this kind of stuff, man. They just didn't care, right? But I saw this TikTok, and I wanted to know if you thought this had gone too far, or maybe this is just 2025 parenting. There's this woman that's talking about how she was in her daughter was invited to a birthday party, and the parent that was hosting the party had what she considered some unrealistic rules for the gift that they were going to give. If you're going to bring a gift, these are the rules you have to follow. Here, listen to this TikTok.
3 days before the party, the mother sends out a text and was like, "We have a strict rhetoric that we'd like you parents to follow when picking out gifts. No colors. It can't have a color. It can't make noise. And it has to be waste free." So I Googled waste free gifts, And that means nothing that comes in packaging that is plastic. Oh, and no plastic toys either.
Wait, what's a colorless
like,
toy?
No colors. And in this TikTok too, she kind of goes into the same question. She's like, what kind of toy doesn't have a color?
Also, side
to
note,
it?
3 days before, I think that's like, if you're gonna have that big of a list, then maybe send it out a month before you like a month before along with the invitation.
With the invitation.
Crazy.
That may be the appropriate time. Do those rules go too far though? Do those rules go too far? Now I'm going to empathize with this parent for 1 second, because I get it. There are a lot of things that we're learning that can really trigger kids, right? Like, especially if your kids have like ADHD. If
this
they have,
must have been done for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I don't think she just hates colors. I think there must be some kind of rule.
Right, yes.
Behind, of reasoning of why she would want to do this.
Yeah.
But.
And then, yeah, all the toxins and plastic and all those kind of stuff and the wrapping. Like, no, yeah, absolutely.
Does it make sense? Like who's right and who's wrong? I mean,
at this point, because it's so particular, and if this is something that she needs to do, I feel like it would have been easier on parents if you were just like, this is a gift that we are wanting to purchase for our child. If you would like to contribute and show what the gift is, show why it needs to be this type of gift. Because I'm assuming like, obviously we don't have a lot of information, but I'm assuming that, like you mentioned, these precautions are all set into place for whatever reason. We don't have any information on the kid, right?
Right.
So if there was like a specific toy that's like helping with learning, that's appropriate, that's like needed or whatever the heck, then like, hey, like how about do that for parents? But I think to put the pressure on other parents 3 days before to find something like that, that's extremely difficult. I think that's like not realistic.
Well, like provide me a registry then.
Give me a registry. Give me examples. Right.
Again, I don't know. And I don't know this feels normal to you either. Like, if you're a parent, and maybe your kid does have something where they have to have, you know,
totally
know this, know that, especially when it comes to food. I know it's really particular, but now apparently into toys as well. Does that sound right? Because as a non-parent, it sounds exhausting. Like, to me, that's the first feeling I get is just like, whew, like I got to find a no color, no waste.
But at this point, how easy it is online, do a registry. No matter what, though.
Just do a registry.
Honestly, no matter what.
Downtown Fran, does it sound like this is it over the top expectation? Maybe some kids just need all these kind of like, you know, rules and expectations around gifts.
I think it's absurd. Come on, 3 days before the party.
Yeah.
You probably already bought the gift. Now you have these set of rules. Just be courteous. Take the gift. If you don't want your child to have it, don't let your child play with it.
Yeah.
But to ask 3 days before the party.
The 3 days is crazy.
And you can't give money because money has colors.
That's so funny.
We're getting so specific. How do we feel about that, though? If you've got that many rules, or imagine that you were being, your kid was being invited to a party, and would it be more diligent of the parent to let you bring whatever, but then really kind of, I guess, gatekeep what kids or what toys actually get to the kids. Does that sound fair to you, Jess?
Well, I think what we were saying in our previous conversation, obviously if this is a sensory issue, that's a separate discussion. But I was also thinking about this too. I think at this point, like, you know, that's something that would be said and shared.
Sure.
And like, you know, the parents would be aware of, you know, but I think just going based off of the mom sharing her opinion on TikTok, I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Right.
And if it's that strict, I, at that point, like, we need a registry, or I just feel like you're putting too much pressure and stress on parents 3 days before them. I mean, I think even getting your kid to a birthday party is a lot within itself.
Yeah, for sure. Christine, you've actually got a great parenting hack in case you find yourself in a situation where you're like, hey, you can't get my kid this, you can't get my kid that. And you were saying you've got so many kids and they get all this kind of nonsense gifts. Is that how this started?
Yeah, so I kind of minimized a lot of what we have in the house just because we have so many kids. And so I started suggesting, it's called a Fiverr party, where you ask if they don't want to buy a gift, you can just give $5 and you suggest, you know, like, my child is really trying to earn, you know, something that costs a little bit more money. And, you know, you give $5 towards that gift. And a lot of times, you know, $5 is not that much. Some people give more than $5 and some don't. Some give just exactly $5. And then the kids can get to go shop
you can kind of control what they purchase, and you know, you don't
that's
get
smart.
20 different like things from Five Below or
right.
you know.
Yeah.
No, I think that's actually a really smart parenting hack for sure. Hey, if you live in Maryland, this next segment's for you, okay?
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah. It's a fan favorite. Actually, a few people called in earlier. We were talking about how they're coming up with the Baltimore Monopoly and what needs to be on there. And like, there's got to be some reference to Old Bay.
If
not, it's super fake, right? This is to bay or not to bay. Jess, what are we about to do?
This is Maryland's favorite test, taste test, where we put Old Bay on different things that you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. When we moved here a little over 4 years ago, we found that almost every table and every restaurant has a can of Old Bay on it. And neither of us had tried it before moving into Maryland. And so we thought it would be a lot of fun to put it on things that you wouldn't put it on to let you know what actually works and what doesn't.
Because you don't want to try this stuff, right? So we'll do the hard work for you. This week, what are we doing?
We're doing cherry pie. Is there a reason why we're doing cherry pie specifically?
So it's National Cherry Pie Day this week. And I was just thinking, I'm like, yo, we've done pies before, but cherry pie?
No, we've never done cherry pie. I just wasn't sure.
Hey, and shout out to Whole Foods, by the way, in Columbia. They sell half of a cherry pie. Have you ever... craving half a cherry pie.
Feeling like, you know what, I really need some cherry pie.
Not a full pie, but
just a half
the pie. Then
that's possible.
Then we have it. Okay. Have you had cherry pie in a long time?
No, I don't like pie.
I'm not a pie fan. Yeah.
So definitely have not had cherry pie. Honestly, really haven't had a cherry type dessert. The only like cherry flavored vibes that are in my life would be Shirley Temple.
I think
with the cherry on top.
I think it might. Jess's taste buds haven't changed.
That's as many cherries I get in my life when I have a good old ice cold Shirley Temple.
All right,
with extra cherries.
Try this. This cherry pie. We're doing cherry pie today with Old Bay. So this is just normal cherry pie. Jess hates pie, so take that into account.
Okay.
Just a bite. Normal. Here it is. Tiniest bite. You look like a toddler, and now you spit it out. Why? What about it?
I can't even taste the cherry. Like, what is it? It's just like jam. Is that jam? It's like jam and soggy bread. Oh, and it's tart.
Not a fan.
No.
That's what we're getting right now.
Maybe Old Bay will save this.
Yeah, so Jess... As a pie hater, Jess...
I wish I loved pie. Like during Thanksgiving, I feel alone, you know?
So isolated.
I feel really alone.
From society. Okay, Jess is going to put Old Bay onto cherry pie, which she already hates. But
I mean, come on. What?
Will it get better? It looks delicious, I'll be honest.
I don't know if it does.
All right. Is it better or is it with Old Bay? Here we go.
I'm going to put a ton on there, so maybe I won't be able to taste the pie itself.
I think that's probably the direction you want to go in, but it's you. It's all you. All right. Jess, Old Bay, cherry pie, better or not. Here she goes.
Oh, hell no. No.
Why? This
what is
never
that?
Gets old.
What's happening?
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's like salty jam. It's like salty jam, soggy bread.
And maybe that's your style. Maybe somebody's like, I really want some soggy jam.
And then it feels like you ate a piece of chalk.
So
that was terrible.
It's a no, I'm guessing.
That's a definitely don't ever bay that ever.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.